Christmas request, Rockin' Ray Live.
Nine AM Mountain. This is Lieutenant Commander Bill Lewis of the North American Aerospace Defense Command with this hour's Santa Claus flight report. NORAD satellites have detected Santa has just made deliveries in numerous cities in Western Australia, and right now is near Christmas Island. His track shows him making stops in Southeastern Asia in the next few minutes. What a tremendous journey he has been on so far. NORAD will continue to monitor Santa's flight all night long. For instant updates on Santa's travel, log on to www.noradsanta.org or download the NORAD Tracks Santa mobile app to track him wherever you go.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. Wishes you and yours the same thing too. Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours everyone. Merry Christmas.
Redbone with a song that really takes me back to my childhood. If you grew up in New York City, you might remember that on Christmas morning, WPIX used to broadcast the movie Babes in Toyland. It was the great Laurel and Hardy movie that was old even then. But I always loved that movie, especially the Victor Herbert music. Here's Ella, Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, for the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Jingle all the way.
I like the sleigh.
And now, as a sustaining feature of the Bob and Ray Show, we bring you another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode, entitled Missing Christmas Ornaments, taken from book XVII, chapter II, page 11, 12, and the bottom of page 14. It's early evening as we look in on the family now. We find Father puttering in the closet and asking Mother.
Sandy?
Yes?
Have you seen the Christmas tree ornaments?
Well, I saw them last Christmas season.
Yeah, I know, but I've been looking all over the house high and low and I can't find them.
Well, don't we usually put them up in the attic?
Yeah, I look there. Paul is up there.
How is Paul?
He seems to be very well, Fanny.
I haven't seen him in months.
He's writing a book.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know now.
I rummaged around through the cellar, and I couldn't find them there either.
How about in the garage?
Well, I haven't looked there, but I would never put them in the garage.
Well, they must be somewhere. I remember we took them down right after the New Year.
Took what down?
Well, Christmas ornaments.
Oh, the ornaments, yes.
Oh, my. Oh, don't tell me we're going through another siege of you forgetting what you're talking about.
Well, it just worries me, Fanny, that's all. I can't seem to be remembering things as easily as I used to.
About what?
What?
Who?
We'll have to get the tree this weekend. Christmas is a week from Friday.
What is?
Christmas.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
But you have to have decorations and ornaments for the tree.
Yeah.
Why don't you look for those?
Well, I've looked high and low. The last place I was going to look was this closet here, but I don't see any sign of them in here either. You sure you didn't throw them out last year?
Well, I might have done that.
Yeah.
But that would certainly be a foolish mistake. Wait. I think I remember now.
Wait,
don't you remember the children were here and we let them put them in the maple tree out in the yard?
Yes, I do remember that, Fanny, right after the first of the year.
They've been hanging out there all year, so we really don't have any missing Christmas ornaments.
You have been listening to One Fella's Family, brought to you as a sustaining feature on the Bob and Ray Show. One Fella's Family's episode today was entitled Missing Christmas Ornaments and was taken from book XVII, chapter II, pages 11, 12, and the bottom of page 14. One Fella's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messi. This is a Messi production.
Mama, don't make me wear that old thing again. Hand-knitted Christmas trees and a silly snowman. No matter if I refuse, I got them ugly sweater blues. Mama, why can't you see I feel like a fool? Green elves with snowflakes and scratchy alpaca wool. Maybe you heard the news. I got them ugly sweater blues. Another year, another sweater, and another holiday soiree. Mama hears the people laughing while the presents are unwrapping, and she's not even sorry. Mama, don't make me wear that old thing again. Bright red with sleigh bells and a gingerbread man, corduroys and pointy shoes. I got the ugly sweater blues.
I can hear him say, hey, that kid is back again, dig that ugly cardigan, oh, what a shame. Mama, don't make me wear that old thing again. Hand-knitted Christmas trees and a silly snowman. No matter if I refuse, I got them ugly sweater blues. Done paid all my dues, I'm singing these ugly sweater blues.
The Ugly Sweater Blues. That was J.D. McPherson. And you're in the Hudson Cafe. I'm Maria Manhattan. We're in the middle of our holiday spectacular. I'm so glad you could join us today. You know, I really love this time of year. It's the winter solstice. It's a time for all of us to celebrate. And, you know, all of these kind of religious holidays were really an interpretation of what was a pagan holiday. It was the time to bring in the branches of the evergreen to remember life during this dormant season. So, you know, I always like to say that I'm celebrating for the pagans, the atheists, religions or non-religions of absolutely every stripe. Everyone welcome here today. Well, let's move on. I think I've got to play a little bit of Lena Horne, since we've heard from some of the great women jazz artists today. Let's get Lena's version of Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, laughing as we go, happy all the way. Round the town we ride, makes no difference where. With my baby by my side, I don't really care. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, they just seem to say that the merry Christmas time can't be far away. Riding through the night with the one you love and love, glistening snow upon the ground, glistening stars above, just the way it was in the long ago. Old Dobbin is our friendly guide, gliding through the snow. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, laughing as we go, happy all the way. Round the town we ride, makes no difference where. With my baby by my side, I don't really care. Oh, jingle bells.
Lena Horne. Lovely Lena Horne. She was such an exciting artist. I always enjoy hearing her. Well, you are at WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial, and I wanted to mention that perhaps in the spirit of the season, you may feel an urge to give a little something to your community radio station. That would be us. Go online to WGXC.org and click on Donate. You know, we recently had a fundraising drive, and we really thank everyone that contributed. We could always use a little holiday boost, so please consider, giving us a little something extra at this time of year. You know, we serve both sides of the mighty Hudson River, and points much, much further afield. You know, you can stream us around the world. In fact, I was thinking they can stream us at the North Pole. Just think, maybe last night when Santa was packing his sleigh, he was listening to WGXC. It's a distinct possibility. So give us give us a shout out on our website, WGXC.org. Well, we're in the middle of this holiday show, the holiday season, and here's a little tune from Julie Wilson. It's called Season's Greetings, and she covers all bases with this one.
Season's greetings, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Bon voyage and April Fool, lots of Easter cheer. Joyous tidings on your birthday and on March 17, won't you be my Valentine? Happy Halloween. Have a lovely Labor Day. Don't forget Good Neighbor Day. Happy Payday, Merry May Day. Have yourself a nice VJ Day. While you're living Thanksgiving, shine on Harvest Moon. Button up your overcoat. Peace on earth, get out and vote. And get well soon.
Let's kick it up with The Waitresses, my favorite punk new wave Christmas carol, Christmas Wrapping. We'll be right back. The Waitresses, followed by another song from the same era, early 80s. It's Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders.
As
from an album called A Brazilian Christmas. That was an artist named Joyce. I've always enjoyed that album. Well, speaking of Christmas and Christmas parties, I thought I had to pay tribute to my own family, my mom and dad, Jim and Marie Scatuccio, who every year threw the best Night of Nights Christmas Eve party imaginable. And this song I'm about to play, here we go. Yeah. This is Lester Lannan and his Christmas Dance Party album. My dad worked for Lester Lannan, and I think he may even be playing on this album. I know he did some, and I'm not sure which ones they are. But we kicked off every Christmas Eve with this album. It kind of set the mood, got us all going, and we had an open house, which meant that everyone was invited. Lots of musicians came, and we had a great little house in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, New York. Lots of food, the whole Feast of the Seven Fishes, as we now call it. We didn't know, we never counted actually, but there was plenty of food, including baked clams and rice balls and calamari salad and linguine and clam sauce, followed by the main course, as if that wasn't. We then had the lobster tails and salad, followed by all kinds of desserts, struffoli and gassadeddes. It was an amazing night. And Dad would get out the accordion at some point. My mom would get out her harmonica. She knew three songs on the harmonica, and every Christmas Eve, we heard them. It was the night of nights. People stayed up all night. We came down and opened our presents in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m. And then my mom and my aunt would go to bed for a couple of hours, and they'd wake up and start cooking for the next day. It was amazing, and the feast continued. Anyway, good memories. A wonderful thing to have had in my life, and I'm very grateful. Big Finish. Okay, here's Billy May with Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We'll be right back. Christmas Mambo. Did you ever? I dare say. Well, here's something completely different. Here's Tony Bennett with Snowfall.
Over.